This ain't my first time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become an adult diaper spokesmodel, the queen of the diapers, Alexis Thompson.
One day, you got it. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. Good morning to Kenny.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, and good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, 6:03 on the dot. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to midweek. Welcome to the mid of the September. I can't believe that already. It's going to be Halloween before we know it, and then the pilgrims. Welcome to National Guacamole Day. Welcome to National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Welcome to National Play-Doh Day. Welcome to National Step Family Day. Welcome to National Working Parents Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
On this midweek, I ask you, Alexis, how is your hot cup of coffee this morning?
Oh, it is spicy and it is nutty. Just the way I like it.
Spicy and nutty. That's a cup of coffee right there. Kenny? Or Dawn, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Kenny. Let's do this different.
I don't like change.
Okay,
no.
I'll do it then. All right. My tea is pioneering. It's quick-witted and sympathetic.
Okay. Oh. All great qualities. Yeah. In humans and coffee.
Okay.
Now, Kenny.
Because I'm a brat and because I don't know anything about National Stay Away from Seattle Day, which today is, I'm drinking Starbucks French Roast because I love Seattle.
Wow. That was bratty for something that I hope a lot of people agree with.
Wow. I didn't know it was Stay Away from Seattle Day.
Well, but I looked it up, and it doesn't make any sense to me at all. So
no.
Screw you. I love Starbucks.
Yeah, I do too. Because mine is my Starbucks, and it's actually not Starbucks today because still my Starbucks is mysteriously closed for some reason. But mine is blissful, bright, charmed, cheerful, and content. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, my Starbucks continues to be a mystery here at the TV studios. No one can figure out what's going on.
Is it closed altogether, or is it just still weird hours?
It's closed altogether, but not every day. it's closed.
So it's, yes and no.
Well, kind of
change.
I know. We'll talk about lack of consistency, but it is. Let me look. The last time let me go to stores here. The last time I looked. Oh, here it is. So, now they've changed it. Here we go. It was closed yesterday and today, but it's open tomorrow. So I don't know.
Whoa.
It's very weird. I have no idea what's going on. So, I hope everybody's okay. That's all. But I don't know if it's a staffing issue, but it's just the weirdest thing. It's just, closed for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but just open for 2 days and with weird hours. And I don't know. It's like a mystery. It's where's Angela Lansbury when you need her to figure this stuff out. But coffee, she wrote. We'll have to figure that out a little bit later.
They just closed it.
Yeah. I think so, if there's some sort of staffing issue. But and then producer Jeff, who lives here in Eden Prairie, said he went over there on a Saturday and it was just closed. So I don't know. It's very strange. I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. I have no idea. But speaking of food, did you guys hear, and this is satisfying our 6 o'clock food quotient that our friends like from time to time. The State Fair Food Parade was such a hit, they're going to do a fall one.
Oh, yes, I didn't hear that.
Oh, you didn't hear it, Dawn?
No.
Kenny, did you? I know you didn't get to do the fair parade.
Yeah, a couple of people alerted me to that, but I will be unavailable.
Oh, wow.
What they need to do is...
Do you know the dates yet, or are you just...
invite us invite us snobby like media types for a Tuesday. That's then I could do it.
Oh, you're getting very picky,
the
Kenny.
Weekends are rough.
I am. Yeah, weekends are bad.
Yep.
Well, here it is. It's an encore. It's fall food parade will take place October 1 through the 4th and then 8 through the 11th. So, and just like the original parade, the folks will go through a drive-through kind of thing. 16 vendors. Now, let me go through. I think there's a few different ones this time. So I'll just go through them quickly. Turkey to go, fresh French fries, mouth trap cheese curds. We have sweets and treats, Pronto Pups, Tom Thumb, West Indies Soul Food, Mini Apple Pie, Hanson's Footlong, Butcher Boys, and then the Pitchfork Sausage Gang, Cheese on a Stick, Giggles, Campfire Grill.
Yeah.
There's more, a lot more.
El Sol Mexican Foods, The Hangar, and Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. So, there we go.
Wow, did they double in number?
I don't know. I wasn't real sure how many vendors the first round had.
That's great. It was such a success.
Yeah, and some of these folks will be offering fall-themed offerings, like hot apple cider, deep-fried pumpkin, and then apple pies. So, and Phil Jones is telling us that the mini apple pies is replacing the dairy booth. So, anyway. He says that's it. No, Phil, I think this sounds way... There's more than just one different... Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like... Oh. Right, Lex? It feels...
Yes, I feel like that too, but...
Maybe Phil knows all. I don't know. Who knows?
But there's 16 vendors. It's a great offering of food. Nice variety there.
So the tickets, you have to register again, and it's the same kind of drive-through thing. So chances...
car.
Yeah. So chances are this will be sold out again.
When do they go on sale?
Let's see.
God, I got to be ready this time.
It's a lottery situation this time, isn't it?
You'll be
entered into a random drawing. You're right.
Yep. And then there'll be a waiting list, too. They're going to do that. So you have to register by email, and then you'll receive an email by Monday notifying you if you have been randomly selected. It's like Willy Wonka.
You have to enter tomorrow by noon.
Okay.
Yeah. So everyone, KSTP.com has the registration form. Let me see how long this form is. How long is this? This is like when you go to Best Buy and they, you know, do you want to donate to Marlo Thomas? Do you want a Best Buy gift card? Do you want warranty? Do you want to donate to the Barn Owls? Do you need batteries? And then you have to type in all of these things on the point of sale before you can even pay for the item. This is easy. Yeah, you just put in the number of people and register. Oh, okay. That's easy. It's not going to take long, so you can do it quickly. But sorry, Kenny. Yeah, it's on days you're not available. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
No. Maybe next time, Kenny. Maybe next year.
Maybe not.
No, yeah. Maybe not. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully there'll be a fair next year. Yeah. I really hope so. But who knows with this wacky world and floods and hurricanes and Sally.
Fires.
Fires. Sally's now made, right before we went on the air, Sally made landfall. And they're worried about flooding, like crazy flooding. It's not so much tornadoes and that. They're worried about massive flooding because this is what's nutty. The storm is going 2 miles an hour.
Oh, boy.
We walk. Oh boy. That's about what we walk. And it's moving about. So that's why it's just staying in place. And that's what's causing so much of the problems. So my mom has been, she has friends in its path. So yesterday I had lunch with her, and she was talking to the friends. She's like, yeah, it was wind, you know, for my mom in Lake Charles, it was the wind damage mainly. For this storm, it's all about flooding, the potential for flooding. So it's just, for that region that is barely getting up on its feet at all. Yeah, it's just one thing after another, as the cliche goes. So pray for the good people of the Gulf Coast, including the panhandle of Florida. So
yeah, and then, the West Coast with all the fires.
Yeah. up and down the West Coast. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I saw a satellite image from space, and the smoke is moving all across the country. Mm-hmm. It's here. I mean, it's here in Minnesota. So it's going to affect air quality. So just, if you think you're not affected by it, you are. Air quality will be affected. So 6:12 is the time. We're going to take a break, everyone. Go get another Orange Julius, perhaps a mimosa, and meet us back here in just a minute. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Flow.
Kiss Not Grant.
Yeah, that one, not the one from Progressive. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. As we begin a brand new day, another pretty day out too. So go out and take advantage of it.
Oh, it's been gorgeous.
It's been stunning. It was just beautiful last night. Now, I thought this was the name of a Madonna song, but that's I think that's 15 minutes. Alexis, you have 35 minutes written on our sheet today, and we are curious why.
That was the golden ticket last night for crying out and then passing out from exhaustion.
Yay! It happened!
It happened, and he slept all the way through. He didn't wake up. Yeah, I woke up at 4:30, still asleep.
No way.
Alexis, this is huge.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Finally. I hope that we don't have to go through that again tonight. Hopefully, he just gets the message, like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed, kid.
This is the first time in probably 10 months, right, that you've all the way through the night.
Yeah. There was one day that, one odd day where he slept a glorious, like, 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
And we actually went back and was like, is this kid still alive?
Guys went on a trip.
Yeah.
He took a flight, came back.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, you're really quiet right now. Go and see if he's okay. He was fine. So, but otherwise, yeah, it's 3-4 hours tops.
Oh, so he cried for 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And then passed out.
Yep. And yeah, he just, I mean, that's a lot of crying.
It is.
Yeah.
And that kid has some strong lungs. Wow.
Wow.
Does it wave ebb and flow in velocity, or is it just a consistent wail?
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty intense most of the time.
Yeah. You think they're winding down, and then it's like, oh, here we go again, the big whales. Oh my gosh.
He needs to breathe, you know, at some point, and just take a little breather, and then okay.
Ramping up again.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's so hard to do. Congrats.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that is wonderful. Mm. That's a nice night of sleep. When you woke up, was it like the first thing you thought of? Like, holy crap, we did it.
Yeah. Oh, the very first thing I woke up and thought, I went over to look at him and he was still asleep. And it was just like, yes, happy dance, happy dance. Happy dance, happy dance.
Is he still asleep right now or is he already?
No, he's still asleep right now.
What?
I know.
What time did you put him down?
Like, okay, so it should have been earlier, but we put him down at 10.
Okay.
And so by 10:35, 10:40, he was completely passed out. So this has been...
Whoa.
8 hours, right? Am I doing the math right?
I think so, yeah.
Crazy,
Lex,
right?
That's tremendous.
This is a big day.
It is.
You need to have a piece of cake or something.
I do. I just need some cake.
Yeah.
You want to bake me cake or pie? Ooh,
I will.
That would be even better, Dawn.
Don't mess with the karma. Just cross your fingers and hope it continues.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you're right. It was one night, so.
But still.
Small victories.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge victory. That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, little guy. Wow. And I had a friend who told me, she's like, my second child didn't sleep through the night until he was two.
Oh, my goodness.
No, she didn't tell you that, did she? Oh.
Yes. Yep. Ooh.
You know, are you wearing him out during the day?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. That's what we've been, lots of kicking and walking or, you know, holding him up and squatting and crawling. Yeah. And
put a dog leash on him and take him for a walk around the yard.
Yeah. I'm sort of doing that, but maybe today that's what we'll do. He's fascinated with remote controls and cell phones. So I just put that about 10 feet away from him. I'm like, come on. I mean, it takes about 20 minutes to get across the distance.
Yeah.
But
you're like, keep
he gets there.
Girl, going, keep crawling.
Yep. He's scooting along. Wow.
He's just, he's fascinated by them. He doesn't know what they are. He's like, what's this magical device?
I gave him a calculator, like an old school calculator, and he was like, what is this? And he threw it across the room.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, Lex.
That's what I did too as a kid.
He's like, why does my mom have ancient technology?
It was a graphing calculator.
Yes.
Oh, I remember when I was able to save a program that I wrote to help put, you know, a formula in there that we should have memorized. I felt,
maybe he's
kind of
offended.
Nerdy, I guess, but.
Maybe I don't even know what you just said.
I don't need no stinking calculator.
Might.
Pen and paper, yeah.
Yeah.
He's old school. He needs one of those, what are those things called?
Abacus.
I love that you knew what I was, I couldn't think of the word off the top of my head. Thank you, Kenny. Oh.
He's like, I'm going to play with this.
Put the beads down.
Mm-hmm. Move this bead over here. And there we go.
On behalf of all of us, congratulations on a night of sleep. And who knew, Lex, that we would be celebrating a full night's sleep? You know what I mean?
Life changes. Things. Yeah, it's so true. With the baby, it's just... Wow.
Yeah.
How life has changed. But for the best, of course. But it's just a very different reality.
Just to make you feel normal, I'll text you every time I wake up in the middle of the night. So midnight, 2 a.m., 3:54 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, have you always been that way, or is it... a new thing for you?
Yeah, no, it's within the last few years.
Yeah.
I wake up a lot too, Kenny. I'm with you. Sometimes.
Other day. It's like,
really?
Right. Like, last night I slept through the night, but the night before, MC and I both were up like every hour, just like, you just can't fall asleep. And then you just wake up, you keep looking at the clock. You're like, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad. I know Colin is like a bear. I mean, bed. Colin hits the bed and is like, and he's hibernating. I'm like, I'm so envious. Anyway, 6:25, friends. Don't forget, follow us on social medias. Lex and the Cities, Dawn at Dark, and Jason Matheson. And please, for the love of all that's good, do not follow Kenny. We're going to take a break. Please, don't do it. We'll be back right after this. Adam Levine, brand new one, Nobody's Love. He was on Howard Stern yesterday. He had an interesting little anecdote that I was like, wow, he's absolutely right. Adam's a student of music history.
Yeah, what
Jason,
did
he was, it was so interesting. I was like, wow, he's right. Jason Alexis in the morning, 6:31. He was he was talking to Howard about releasing this song. Again, it's called Nobody's Love, and it's a single. And Howard said, well, is an album coming? And Adam goes, well, no. I mean, not really. And they started talking about how the music industry has really changed, especially in the last 7 years or so. Adam was mentioning, you know, it's really all about Spotify. And then they got talking about albums.
Having one good song.
Well, yeah. And Kenny, you'll be nodding your head at this. Adam said, you know, it's interesting. He's like, Howard, you grew up in a magical time, really, the 70s and the early 80s, when artists, you know, when it kind of started with the Beatles, when artists released albums, and, you know, there was kind of a journey, I hate that word, but the songs sometimes were connected, and there was album art, and it was and you waited for that release. He said, what's in, and Howard goes, yeah, it's not like that anymore. And Adam says, it's interesting. We're actually going back to the way pop music was in the 50s. Right. And Howard kind of had a bing bing moment. Howard goes, you are absolutely right. Adam said, yeah, the album thing wasn't always around. He goes, music actually started kind of how it is now. In the 50s, pop music was released in singles. And he goes, it wasn't really until the Beatles that albums became the thing. And I was like, wow. And I think Howard had a moment too, because he's like, you are absolutely right. And Adam said, yeah, we're going back in time as far as how music is released, how consumers want it. The only difference now is, unlike the 50s, you know, we are ingesting it via streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I'm not, you know, music is an area of entertainment that I'm not real versed in. So I thought that was a nice little nugget of fun fact.
The only thing missing from today versus the 50s is B-sides. And I wish I could remember. It was just last night I was reading about a very popular song by a very popular band or artist. And the B-side ended up being the big, 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 big hit. Man, I wish I could remember who it was. But that happened from time to time. And I remember one of my first, one of the first singles I had as a young kid, my mom was an Elvis freak when she was a kid. And it was an Elvis hit, but I always loved the B-side of that Elvis song a lot better. And I just loved B-sides, and so that's the only thing missing. And for you kids, B-sides, when these 45 RPM little records came out, there was the hit on one side, and then on the other side was another song referred to as the B-side.
The B-side that the label typically didn't have that much faith in. And we had them for us, Dawn, you'll remember, and Lex, you will too, cassette singles. We had B-sides on cassette singles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That I, or sometimes, remember, they would put the instrumental version on the other side of the cassette. I loved that. So
I don't know, I remember waiting in line to get just the single on a cassette. I remember waiting for SWV, Sisters with Voices, and their song Week.
Uh-huh.
That was a big deal. I can't remember if it was on the B-side. I guess that wasn't a case of the B-side being better than the A-side, but it was a big deal. We'd wait in line and we'd listen to it over and wait for it to rewind.
Just last weekend, I moved about 3,000 CDs up north and maybe a couple of hundred cassettes, and I couldn't pawn them off on my kid, even though he likes some of the music, because what am I going to play this on, Dad?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the same thing. Why am I saving these cassettes? And there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful cassettes, but where the hell am I going to play these things?
Yeah, and unlike vinyl. Yeah. And unlike vinyl, there's nothing really sexy about a cassette. It's not like, like vinyls, there is a sound, there's an elegance to the sound of a vinyl. You can't say that about a cassette. The quality wasn't good. The
speed sometimes differs, and sometimes the tape just spools out of the cassette itself, so you have to stick a pen in there and twist it all back in.
Yeah.
Or it gets caught in a little spoke, and
it's sometimes there's nothing.
It just got destroyed, and you had to just cut a piece of it out and tape it together.
Yes!
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
So a little bump in the road there.
So I guess I'm probably the oldest here, because I started in the 70s listening to my dad's 8-tracks.
Oh.
Yeah, 8-tracks. Yeah.
I remember my mom and dad had an 8-track player.
Yeah. There were always four, I don't know, segments. And sometimes they'd have a song in the middle of the segment where it clunks over to 2. You know, there was 1, 2, 3, 4. And it would go clunk, clunk. Right in the middle of the song and change to the second segment. Yeah.
And you expect it too. You're like, yep, it's going to happen.
Here it comes. Yep. Clonk, clonk.
Here it goes.
Moving right along.
6:37. You can hear that Adam Levine interview on Howard Stern's podcast. It aired yesterday. Dawn, now we're all, I grabbed, actually, it's funny that you put this on the sheet. I usually wear the same mask most days, my Under Armour mask that I named an AbFab item. But there's a lot of different masks now. I mean, there's things with characters on it. You're wearing different varieties. Lex makes them. You saw the most interesting mask, though?
Yeah, and what I mean by that is that I'm not sure it was working. If this is a new mask and the science behind it works, I apologize. But let me just tell you what I think I saw. I think I saw a woman wearing goggles upside down on her chin. Now, these aren't goggles that are tight to your face, just the part of the eyebrows. They're almost like shop goggles, but they would be open at the bottom. And this, it was like a mini face shield, but it was mini. And then it went up. It went up so that, but all the breath would go out and up.
I just saw a couple of gals wearing those earlier. It was actually last week up in Monticello. And it reminded me of the dog collar of shame that you get when you bring the dog to the vet. The cone, you know?
But this only went...
It's like mini, though.
But this only went up and away from her face, but only about to her nose.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't understand. It looked like glasses upside down. Yes. It was very far away from her mouth, so it was completely open.
Yeah.
And I've seen those, too.
Only about three... I would say, I don't know, no more than 3 inches tall.
You've seen them, Lex?
I did see them, saw some pictures, and then on my walks. A woman was, she was walking two dogs in a stroller, so I instantly, that always draws my attention. I'm like, whoa, there's dogs in strollers. Okay, cool. And then I looked up at her, and she had one of those on, too. It almost looked like she had nothing on because it was just a solid white base at her chin.
Yeah.
And then it just went up, and I couldn't see exactly where it ended. I think it went, like, right under her eyes. But still, it was... Yeah,
oh, that's way
how
further.
Does that work?
Yeah, I don't... This was lower. Maybe she was wearing it lower?
Maybe. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like that would protect
effective,
you.
Effective, I was just going to say,
know.
No.
We thought that they were goggles that somebody just turned upside down. Like, and we're
I'm
like,
pretty
what?
Sure they were made for that, because what you're describing is exactly what I saw, yeah.
Okay. Well, if anybody knows out there, I mean, and maybe this person wasn't wearing it correctly, but it was like, how is that helping? Because all of the air just escapes right... like 2 inches above your mouth, it was completely open. So I don't
sorry.
Know. I don't know.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news for that person. Ain't working. It's not working. You're not.
I was like, okay. I don't know.
Sorry.
It's like, that's interesting. Well, we just thought she modified some goggles. We're like, oh my God.
That's DIY right there.
I don't know.
It is funny. I saw that too. And I was like, okay, you stay on that side of the road.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll get at a distance.
Yeah.
Keep you at a distance.
From a distance. Hey, everyone, this month of listener rewards is so very hot. Get lit with $1,500 from Southern Lights to do a lighting RX makeover. We're also giving away a Staples gift card worth $200 to do a home office upgrade, a $100 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods, and regular gift cards to Starbucks and Chipotle. To possibly win these items, sign up for listener rewards on our website. It is 641. This is the way. To a discussion about the Mandalorian trailer for season 2. This is the way we have spoken. Next. Welcome back. 646. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything expensive hand lotion. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and Kenny. It is September 16th. It's going to be a beautiful day. So go rent a bike. Wear that helmet, safety first. Mm-hmm. Go ride a burro. Do whatever you want to do. Yesterday was very exciting. A burro. You know, a little donkey.
Can I rent an ass?
You can. Ooh. I know. Yeah.
Depends on which state you're in, Kenny.
Touche, Don. Touche. Disney made us all very happy yesterday by releasing the trailer for the second season of The Mandalorian, right, Lex? Did you see it?
I watched it, yeah, a couple times. October 30th, the new season drops. I just get such a kick out of the child, Baby Yoda. He takes his little hand and puts it out of his little orb. It's like a little floating bassinet, and he closes his little ball, and oh, then The Mandalorian says... Wherever I go, he goes.
Yeah.
It's just so cute. I don't know if that's the takeaway that they're looking for, because it's very action. You know, they're traveling through this dangerous galaxy, saving Baby Yoda and the world. But there's just that cuteness that I just can't get over. I mean, I have such cute aggression for little Baby Yoda.
Well, and if you guys are wondering, if any of you are out there and you think you're not in the demographic, I said this yesterday. We played it on the TV show. I knew that this was a huge hit when I was sitting at the Monte Carlo, and I told the story on this show too. I was sitting at the Monte Carlo when I was overhearing a couple, likely in their late 60s and early 70s, and it was so cute because the husband looked at the wife and said, "Are we going to go home and watch the The Mandalorian. And I just looked over there like, oh my goodness, Grandma and Grandpa are loving the show.
You can watch it with your kids.
Yeah. And it's like a Western. If you guys don't know, it's like a Western. And it's, you know, it's an offshoot of the Star Wars universe. As Lexa Lulu said, it's about the Mandalorian. It's not a race of people, but Boba Fett was featured in the original movies, if that name sounds familiar. And he discovers what looks like Baby Yoda, but it's really not Baby Yoda. It's the child, but it's the same race as Yoda, or at least we think. And now he has to try to figure out what to do with this child. He's connected to him now. And here's where the trailer picks up. And the voice you're going to hear is kind of the leader of the Mandalorian. Listen to this.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction. You must reunite it with its own kind.
Where?
This you must determine. The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
It's so well done. I mean, because any great story, I mean, look at The Wizard of Oz, I mean, which is one of the inspirations for Star Wars when George Lucas was crafting the stories. Any good adventure, any good story is an adventure. It's a journey. And it's about the people you meet along the way. I mean, think about the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion. And in the case of Star Wars, Luke Skywalker meets, you know, there's always the older, wise character that helps to guide you. That was Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is yet another journey. Now we kind of know where the show is going. And I love it. Dawn, what did you think?
I was glad to see there didn't seem to be anything cheesy in it this time. There were a few episodes last season that I didn't love. And so, unfortunately, we see Gina Carano again. I'm not a big fan of that character, but briefly. But it really looks like a film, you know. These episodes, except for the few that I didn't really like that well, I mean, it looks like every episode is a Star Wars film. That's what's so great about it. The quality is really great, and the writing's pretty good, too. So I was excited to see more of Baby Yoda. He's just so cute. You just can't stop watching him.
Yeah.
Out of his little floating bassinet. Yes.
And I love that it's a puppet most of the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, people thought it was CG. The majority of the close-ups, it's a puppet, which makes it so much better for so many reasons. It's why we like the original trilogy.
Whoever made that artist genius.
Beautiful. The ears, the way the eyes move. Lex, the scene that you referenced, when the Mandalorian starts to fight and he's scared and he closes the door on his bassinet. It's like, bitch, I'm out of here. Click.
You sit up thinking, you're the one with the most powers here. And you're like, peace out.
Peace. Bye. I'm out. I'm out. Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait. October 30th, everyone. Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
And you have to have Disney Plus.
And they lucked out. You know, they shot this. They finished shooting this right before the world stopped.
Oh, nice.
I saw an interview with Jon Favreau, who is the grand poobah of this. And he said, yeah. He goes, the universe, the galaxy was looking, over us because we had wrapped. And then boom, they would have had a forced wrap had that not happened. And that would have been, Mickey Mouse is breathing a sigh of relief because, they need, if they don't have parks and they don't have movies in the theaters, you know, Disney Plus is it for them. They need to keep that ball rolling for as long as they can.
Mandalorian is such a big success. I mean, that really has brought so many people to Disney Plus to sign up in the first place.
Oh, yeah. And is it all being released at once? I can't remember. Or is it weekly?
I think it's weekly.
Ah, dang it.
I think it's weekly.
Because I'd really like to cancel Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't watch anything on it. I don't use it.
Oh, Yeah, I'm on it all the time. But yeah, I think they only do it. I think they only do it once once a week. Okay. So oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
yeah, I love.
Wait, oh. We're ready. We're ready.
I'm so ready. Well, speaking of, since we're talking streaming services, this is a little tidbit. CBS All Access is getting a name change. They're changing it to Paramount Plus. So, because now CBS and Paramount are the same company, it's all under Viacom. Mm-hmm. So CBS is now All Access, which is kind of a, it was very long anyway. That's too long of a title. They're changing it now to Paramount Plus. So That's it. And there'll be a few new things, but it's mainly just cosmetic. It'll just mainly just be the name change. You won't notice. They're going to be more Paramount movies, more stuff like that. But it's basically the same. RuPaul's on there now. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
But
that's exciting because it's been difficult sometimes to find seasons. You know, especially when they made that switch between VH1 and where were they before, Alexis?
Hulu. RuPaul was on Hulu. Yeah, I watched when we've been binging the old seasons and we've been watching certain ones on the Hulu. They had access to it. And I don't know when that deal's up.
Yeah, to have one place where it lives is nice because you're right. It was all over the place.
I mean, and like what network?
All available.
Oh, Logo, then VH1. Logo. Dawn. Sorry, Dawn.
That transition between Logo and VH1, that was rough. I mean, you couldn't watch episodes that were, I don't know. It was just weird and it just made me upset. So
yeah, I apologize. I thought you meant streaming it lived streaming wise, right. which right here, this little conversation right here, this is why there's consumer confusion right now, especially in this wild, wild west of streaming. You don't know. Well, how long was it, Dawn? We were trying to figure out where freaking Downton Abbey lived. Remember when you were?
Yeah. And I thought that, and then they sort of fibbed.
Switched it.
Because
they
said it's going to go. And I thought I was a mad dasher. Race to finish it before it left a network and then went to HBO or
proves it. It's actually
Amazon
on Peacock.
Prime. Oh yeah,
no.
Yeah. Well, it started Amazon Prime. It was going to leave and then go to Peacock. You're right.
I love this. We're proving the point.
Right. Yes.
We'll be right back, everyone.